So today is the 19th of June, 2019. It is the 16th of Sivan Tafshanayin Tes. And we will attempt to do Rashi Day, Meforshim Day, for Perek Chaf Ches and Perek Chaf Tes in one day. What? Well, not very short, but it's a bit of a list. It's the listing of the various korbanos here. So let's see how we do. So Yidver Hashem Moshe Leimor, Hashem says to Moshe, saying, Tzav, es b'nei Yisrael v'yamart alihem, command b'nei Yisrael, say to them, es korbani lachmi, my korban as my lechem, as my food, li'ishai, as for my fire, l'reach nichochi, a sweet smell, tishmeru lachriv li b'moado, in order to bring me on its appointed times. So Rashi makes a couple of important points here. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, what does this have to do with the previous section? It's a little bit of an odd place to have the section. We're about to go through the list of korbanos on a day, Rosh Chodesh, all the Yom Tovim. That's what takes us till the end of the parak. It's a little bit of an odd place in the middle of the narrative of Moshe claiming, attempting to figure out who the descendant is going to be. Then Matos opens up with another mitzvah, and then more narrative. So the end of Bamidbar is more narrative than mitzvah, than law. So why what is this being stuck right over here? So Rashi says, and it's sort of echo, and Rashi said a similar thing a couple of psukim earlier. Ma emor lamali fkod Hashem, that Hashem should choose. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atcha tamit tzaveni al banai, tzaveyes banai alai. That before you command me about my children, meaning Moshe was commanding Hashem, right? Remember that lane, by the bear Moshe el Hashem limor? So Hashem says, before you start giving me instructions, maybe you should give them some instructions about how they should serve me. Tzaveyes b'nai alai, mashal labas melech, shahayisan nifteres min olam, like a daughter, a queen, well, really a princess, who is about to leave the world, v'ayisam nifagedes labayla al banah. So she gives instructions to her husband regarding her children. Kedisa b'sifri. And that's what's going on here. Hashem is giving instructions to his children, actually about how to serve him. I don't quite understand that mashal, but okay. So korbani, referring to the dam, lachmi, that's the emurim, the innards that are put on, li'ishai, hanitanim li'ishai, put on my mizbeach, tishmeru. So watch, shiyu koharim levim v'yisraelim omdim al gabav, mikan lamdu v'tiknu ma'amados, that you're going to watch him, tishmeru li. Where is it here? Tishmeru. Lakriv libamoados. What does it mean, tishmeru? Right, that you're going to watch it. So Rashi says, there's an extra thing here, which is called the ma'amados. What does it mean, the ma'amados? What are ma'amados? So that is that there are going to be officers that are going to be in charge in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, who are those officers in charge in the Beis HaMikdash? What? Kohanim and Leviim. Yes, it says in Sifsei Chachamim, wrong! Not just Kohanim Leviim, but Yisraelim also were involved with the Ma'amados. So this is called Sisharei Pamin B'chol Yom.
What do you think about the question this morning?
Well, one second. Let's just read the Sisharei Pamin so we know what we're talking about here. So Ratzalom D'chtiv Tishmeru, Mashv D'chol Z'man HaKrava So B'Shachar, B'in Arbaim, Yamdu Kol Yisrael Agabav. That when the Korbanos are offered in the morning and the afternoon, so all the Yisraelim should stand there. Now, it's a little hard to do that, at least before the time of Twitter. So, v'zeh yivshar, right? You can't do that. What do you mean? People got to go to work. We can make everyone be there for the korban every morning. So, k'dei la'achayos es atzma, they got to sustain themselves. So, amdu v'teknu v'chelku kol Yisrael esim v'arba chalakim. So, therefore, they say that all of the Jews were going to be divided up in 24 parts. V'chol levim v'kohanim kol echad l'esim v'arba chalakim. And also, kohanim and levim were also going to be divided up in 24 parts. V'chelk osam echad mi osam esim v'arba mishmaros kohanim. One of those 24 will be Yisrael, v'chein chedik melevim v'Yisraelim. Tiknu shemamad echad yamdu al korban tamid shavua echad b'shavua shniya. Mamad echad v'heim yiyu shaluchei kol Yisrael v'shaluchu shal adam kamoso. That there is going to be a person, a group of Yisraelim that are going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and what's their job going to be? To watch. Make sure that everything is going to be okay, right? Because really all the Jews should be there, but they can't. So shluchu shalom moso, they'll be shluchim, they'll be messengers of the rest of the Jewish people. It's a fascinating idea, right? That Kohanim Levim were used to, that they come in, they have their miluim, they're once a year when they have to come in, but Yisraelim also have responsibility in the Beis HaMikdash. So I like, really, like, where is this idea? So truth is, it came up in Daf Yomi in the last actually it might be literally today's daf, even though we're a little bit ahead, but the halacha is that it says by Megillas Esther that everybody has to leave what they're doing to go hear Megillas Esther, that the Kohanim and the Levim and the people, the Bali Ma'amados, the people that are having their that job, they have to all leave in order to go hear Megillas Esther. So, and that's where Rashi makes the comment, because there were Jews also that were involved in observing and making sure things went okay in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah?
Question this morning, whether only Kohanim do Smecha or Yisraelim can do Smecha for the
Korban. For certain Korbanos. The Baal would bring it. The owner of the Korban would bring it, would do it.
He would do Smecha? So the Yisraelim could do Smecha?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. all right. So that is the base. Good. So Gimel. So we have Marta. Yeah. And then there is one more. Yeah. B'moado. What's the B'moado? I mean, B'moado is usually referring to holidays. So like we leave B'moado, Rashi says, right? B'chol yom hu moed hatamidim. That was the set time for the Tamidim, right? The people that were ringing, that was the time of the day. So it says, this is Chamishar Pamein B'chol Yom Hu Nikra, V'lama Le Lamemar B'moado. Why does it say B'moado? It's a strange term. El-Hakirusha Shekol Yom Huzman HaTamidim. The whole day, where every day is the time for Tamidim. V'ein Shemuneh Behem She'ein B'tumah Makriven. And we're not going to not do it, because you can even bring it B'tumah. You can even bring it when a person is in a state of tuma, just like the Korban Pesach and things like that. That this is a set time, it's a chiyuv, and therefore you would even, the concept of tuma hushra b'tzibor, or tuma d'chuyu b'tzibor, would even be applicable with regards to the daily offering. Okay. Pasuk Gimel, so you'll say to them, right, there's a warning to Beis Din. Right, we don't generally have mitzvahs and mitzvahs, and you tell them to do this. What do you mean tell them? Right, so Marta, meaning Beis Din is mitzvah, has this command to tell them. Zeh ha'yisheshet tivul Hashem, which you'll offer to Hashem. Kevasim b'nei shanat tumimim, shnayim l'yom ulasamid. Right, that you'll offer these lambs of a year old, a full right that are complete, two a day, ulasamid. They will be offered as the tamid, and unless that's not even mentioned here, but okay. So it's a kevus achat tasev b'boker, it's a kevus hasheni tasev ben arba'im. We'll offer one in the morning, and you'll offer one in the afternoon. Vasiris ha'efa solos l'mincha, any tenth of an efa of solos for mincha, b'lulav ha'shemen, will be mixed with oil, beaten oil, p'shemen kasis revi'isa hin, and the revi'is of hin as well. So there is an interesting Rashi here. He says, shnayim layom, two in a day. So why does it have to say shnayim layom? Right, so day shetuhu v'lashem, it's a kevus achat tasev b'boker, it's a kevus hasheni, you're going to bring two. So we already know that you're going to bring two. We're about to know you're going to meet two. What does it mean, shnayim layom? So it says Rashi, napshat one, kepshuto. That's what it means. Yeah, twice a day. Fine. The ikru ba'alami, but it's coming to tell us the following halacha. Shiyu nishkatin k'neged hayom, tamid shel shachar b'marav, v'shel b'inahar bayim b'mizrachan shel tabos. That they actually gives instruction as to where they shechted it. What does that mean? They would shecht it in the morning in the marav. What is the marav? West, the Kotel Maravi, right, the western wall, and in the afternoon they would do it in the east, the eastern side, the most eastern of the rings. What rings are we talking about? So there were these rings in the Azara where they used to hold the animal in order to shecht it better. Why do they do it in that particular way? So it says in Sifrei Chachamim, fascinating idea, because there is this concern, right, in fact it's almost explicit within our, certainly Rishonim makes the statement, that why do we have Korbanos, at least part of why we have Korbanos is to take care of the Avodah Zarah issue, right, so what is the most pressing Avodah, what is the most popular Avodah Zarah lowercase G-O-D, what is the most popular Avodah Zarah God out there? No.
Right.
An thing. What do people worship the most?
The sun.
Very good. The sun. So the concern is what? The concern is that right that we have our Beis Hamikdash in order to worship Hashem rather than worship the sun. So in order to demonstrate that we're not worshiping the sun, they would shecht the Korban Tamid on the opposite end from where the sun is. So in the morning they would shecht it on the western side, where the sun is rising in the east. In the afternoon they would shecht it on the eastern side, where the sun is rising in the west. Which also might be, if you look at the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash seems to be pointing the wrong direction. Right? The Beis HaMikdash is facing west. Right? When the Beis HaMikdash was built, so in order to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you would go from east towards the west. Okay, thank you. Here we go. Rings. There you go. There are the rings right there. So they would do it in the morning, they would do it here. In the afternoon, they would do it here, furthest away from the sun. Right? The Beis HaMikdash itself seems to all be the opposite. People are, you would, the Beis HaMikdash, you face this way, which is away from the sun. Perhaps it's the same idea, to keep people davening, you know, to demonstrate that we're not worshiping the sun, rather worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it is, why is it then that we face east? We daven, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, if you're davening, you would face west. But we face east when we daven. Why do we do that? Speaking of a choice, right? We happen to be to the west of Yerushalayim. That's where we live. But that's for a different reason. But that is part of the... anyways, it's an interesting Rashi here. So then they would do with Kevin's Kazavuk, Kevin's Kazavuk, and Sebein Arabai, Maseris Haifa, as well as a tenth of... all right, we just read that. Good. Right. Why is this being said again? Rashi points out this was already said. Almost the same exact pasuk was mentioned in Shmos, Perikov Tes, Pasuk Lamaches, says Rashi, but that was only technically a command for the Yemei Hamiluim. It was only technically a command for those days of the conclusion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, for the dedication days. Now, this is the Kansivul Doros, and this is the command for all generations. Now, it's interesting to point out, okay, what have they been doing for the last 40 years? Right? When actually was this commanded? All right. So, good. So now we continue on. So that's part of okay. Pasuk Vav, Olas Tamid, Adeli Ola, Hasuya Bahar Sinai, L'Reach Nichoa Kishel Hashem. What does it mean, Hasuya Bahar Sinai? So it says Rashi, like those made during the days of the Miluim. Davar Acher, Hasuya Bahar Sinai, Hekesh Ola Tamid, L'Olas Har Sinai. Ota Shenis Karva, Lifnei Matan Torah. It's like the Ola that was brought before Matan Torah. Why? What does that have to do? Shekasu b'vayasem baganos, melame shetu'una kli. That it was put in basins. It mentions there that the blood was put into basins, meaning that it requires a kli. But they add in as well, where did I see the... There's a Chida Eagle connection here, which maybe it's in different Rashi. Oh, yeah, the Sforno makes this point. Olas Tamid, right, the Ola Tamid has that's made in Har Sinai, L'Recho Kishel Hashem. V'nisko Revi Yisein, and by the way, its Nesach will be as following. Why does it have to say Yishel Hashem and then V'nisko? It sounds like it's separating the two. So it says the Sforno, Olas Tamid Hasiyav Har Sinai, before the Chet HaEgel, where they didn't need Nesachim. Nesachim were necessary before the Chet HaEgel. Not sure why. But Nesachim were necessary before the Chet HaEgel. That's a response to the Chet HaEgel. So the first pasuk is the pure Tamid, which was always going to be, even without the Chet HaEgel happening. And the second pasuk is describing the Nesachim, which is coming as a result of the Chet HaEgel, as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So says the Sforno. Fine. V'nisko revi'ez sahin, and its nesach will be a revi'ez, so chemes ha'chad, and the chodesh ha'seich nesach shechar la'Hashem, will offer, the nesach will be a strong drink for Hashem, is a chemes ha'shenit ha'seben arabayim, the second chemes in the afternoon, kimichas ha'boker with nisko ta'aseh, like the milk of the boker, and the nesachim you will do, yishere ach nichol ha'Hashem, will be a wonderful aroma for Hashem. Fine. Next. Pasuk Tes, 9. U'v'yom ha'shabbas, u'v'rav Shabbos, shnei chavasim b'nei shana timim, two chavasim, Ushnei Esronim, Solas Mincha B'Ulav Hashem B'Nisko, as well as two Esronim of Solas, right? Mincha B'Ulav Hashem and mixed with the oil, as it's Netzach, Olas Shabbos V'Shabbato, Olas Atzmeid B'Nisko. It'll be an Olas Shabbos on each Shabbos. What is that? So it says Rashi, V'lo Olas Shabbos Zu B'Shabbos Acheres. And don't think that you can bring an Ola next week for this week. Let's say there was a shortage of Korbanos to offer on the Shabbos. Well, then you missed it. You can't bring it next week. Why? So he gives the line here, Shim Aver Yomo, Batel Korbano. That if the day has already gone, if once the Zman has passed, so you can't no make up Korbanos. Which is an interesting concept, because we do have make-up tefillas, right? So what's going on there? All right, we'll see. All right, so that's Shabbos. That's true. Okay. All right, I remember this was right... got it where exactly it's stuck in. But I remember in right in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, which is the first Gemara I learned in sixth grade at YCQ, so we learned from Sashas Brachos. So right in the first few lines, there's this line, Avar Yomo Batel Karbano, and as the whole class, you have to, Avar Yomo Batel Karbano, that's an important line. Once the day passed, the Korban is gone. So Alas HaTamid, says Rashi, Eilu Musafin, meaning this was extra. You would bring the regular Korban HaTamid, and then you would offer these... You would offer these later. And then he adds in, and also to tell you, She'ein kreven ela bein shnei hatamidim, that all of the karbanos of the day were brought between the two tamids. You had the morning korban tamid and the afternoon korban tamid. Everything else was brought in between, with one exception. What's the exception? What's brought at korban pesach? Right. Korban pesach is brought after the korban tamid, shebein arbayim, that way they daven early mincha that day, in order to provide for the extra time. Great. So now it gets into Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Shechem. And in your Rosh Chodeshim, you're going to bring an Ola for Hashem. You bring an Ola, right, the bull and the sheep and the cattle. You bring all of them, seven of them, actually. Right? Seven lambs, one ram, two bulls, one sheep, one kid. Goat, I mean. So says Rashi, and it makes the point, actually, Rashi doesn't make that point. The other Mefarshim make the point, an interesting line where it says, V'roshei Chadashim. Why is it your Roshei Chadashim? Right? Your Rosh Chodeshes. What's going on there? It says the Or HaChaim, Amar V'kinui Chadashim L'fi Shekidash HaChodesh Talei B'Vesin Shalmata. Because that's our job. Our job is to declare Rosh Chodesh. Hashem says, your Rosh Chodeshes that you make. Right? The Sforno gives a different shot. He says, "Hinei Yom Rosh Chodesh Hayam Minogli Yisrael Shia Yom Kodesh Bitzad Ma." That they made that Rosh Chodeshim were a holy day, right? Kemod Shehid Ba'amro, as they say, Asher Nistaros Sham De Yom Hamaisa. As the pasuk tells us in Shmuel Aleph Perikaf, that you were hidden on the day of Maisa. What does that mean? Where in the world is that in Shmuel Aleph? So there is a very famous haftarah, probably the haftarah done the most often, or second most often, and that is the haftarah of Machar Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is probably done the most often. But Machar Chodesh is when Rosh Chodesh will fall out on Sunday. What's that story? Right? So that's when the Yonasan tells David, right, tomorrow is the Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to raise the quiet, we're going to have the party, and I'll ask my father then whether he really wants to kill you or not, and then I'll send you a note. So he said, but you're going to stay hidden during that time. So that's what this pasuk is. Asher nistaros sham b'yom hamasa. I'll send the notice to the place where you were hidden on the day of work. So it says the Sforno, because Erev Rosh Chodesh is a day of work, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which is a Yor Shaloya Yom Rosh Chodesh Etzlam Yom Maisa, which indicates that Rosh Chodesh itself is not a day of work. There's some kind of minhag of avoiding malacha on Rosh Chodesh. What is that? So maybe for Halacha Day or something, we'll see. So V'alchein Yichis Oso Yisrael Ba'amar Rosh Chodeshem. So therefore, it's because it's B'nei Yisrael's day, because it's their day off. It's a little bit odd, right? There's plenty of days where Hashem prohibits malacha, but it's not, we don't consider it our day, we consider it Hashem's day. This is like sort of vacation day. This is a day for you to spend, you be you, on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't say by the Moedish, it doesn't say your holidays. Right, Asher Ein La BeAtzma Or Klal Zulasi Mashi DeKabel Mizulasa. Then it's because the success that people that the Yisrael will have in this world is like the moon, in that the moon does not have any light of its own, but rather only reflects light from elsewhere. So that's the demonstration of the success of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, and then Ushloshas Nim Sos Mechabel Hashem LeParachad Shnei Hashem LeSos Mechabel Hashem LeAchad Okay, Bisharoni Shnei Sos Mechabel Hashem LeChavas Achad La Reich Kol Hashem LeHashem. Beniskehem, and it gives the list of the Beniskehem Chasiyahim. What?
Their power is an ability to reflect.
From Hashem, yeah, when we're reflecting, Hashem, yeah. And then Tesvav Usiri Zimachad L'Chatas L'Hashem, you'll offer one goat as a chatas, Aulas Hatzmidi Hashem Niskos. Now what's this chatas? These chatases keep appearing all over the place on these holidays. It says Rashi here, Kol Seiri HaMusafim, all of the extra goats that are being, one second, Seiris are sheep. Yeah. all the sheep that are being offered, bayin lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kedusha, are all actually coming to be mechaper for tumah v'tara issues, that someone messed up with regards to tumah in the base of mikdash. It's all explained in Masechet Shavuos. V'nishtanetz ir Rosh Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh is a little different. Shenemar bo la'ashem l'marcha shemechaper al she'ein bo yediya lo b'tchilo v'lo b'sof. That the kapara is specifically for sins that we didn't even know we were violating, neither in the beginning nor at the end. I mean, if you knew that you were violating something, and then you forgot, or you found out later you violated something, right, what do we call it? You bring a korban chatos. So these chatos are, because we don't know, they're la-Hashem, because Hashem knows whether we violated a din or not, right? We don't necessarily, for things that we don't necessarily know about. Yeah.
He-goat.
Okay. And then Rashi adds in the second pshat, Midrashu ba'agada Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, he viu kapara alai al shematasi esayir yerach. That Hashem says, I will offer my own chatas because I diminished the moon. What's that all about?
Oh, the sun and the moon.
Yeah, that story. Right, so that Gemara Maseches Chulin, where it talks about the sun and the moon. The moon comes and says, you know, you got to lower one of us. Hashem says, all right, fine, you're going down. And the moon's like, hey, what's up with that? And Hashem says, oh, don't worry. All right, so Hashem's chatas of Rosh Chodesh is asking Kapar for that. Okay, then we get into the Yom Tovim, V'chodesh HaRishon, on the first day, Barasa Yom L'chodesh Pesach La'ashem, Chamishah Asa Yom L'chodesh Hazeh, Chag Shivas Yamim, Masosie Achel. Right, it's interesting, right, the 14th, they offered the Korban Pesach. That's what the Pasuk means. Right? It's talking about the Korban Pesach. On the 14th, which is Erev Pesach, you offer the Korban Pesach to Hashem. Okay, and then on the 15th, then we have the Korbanos of Pesach itself.
If you look at the 15th and the 14th, you would never know when the moon was diminished because it's in full power, right?
What?
It is 14th, sun.
The 15th, the moon is in full power.
Yeah.
And you would never know it's diminished.
Well, other than the fact that it's otherwise dark outside.
Oh, I mean, it's diminished relative to the power of sun. But size-wise, it's not diminished. It's full.
Well, it's full for it.
You're right. It's kind of good. Gotcha.
Good to see you again. So, Kol Malachas Avodah says Rashi, Afiyu Malachas Tzicha Lachem, Kikon Davar Aved, Mutter B'chol Shemot, Asher B'yomtav. That all the Malachos mean that there are things that were more machmer on about Yantif than on Chol Moed. And that on Yantif, even if it's a Davar Aved, even if it's something that you otherwise would lose, so you're not there's no heter to violate Malacha for those types of things on Yantif, right? Which is as opposed to what? You know, if you could read this pasuk, all malachas avodah, what would I think that would mean at first glance? I would say all malachas, meaning it has the same halacha as Shabbos. But it doesn't have the same halachas as Shabbos, it's a yantif. So yantif, we permit things for ochel nefesh. So what's kol malacha? This is a riboy, it's more than something else. So what is the more than something else? More than on chol hamoed. That's what Rashi is telling you there. At the end of that section, I'm now on 23, Milvad olasat boker, asher olasat mita, so besides the morning boker, besides the morning ola and the afternoon thing, you're going to do all these kabbalas that we just mentioned. Ka'ela tasula yom shivatim, you're going to do for all 7 days. Ka'ela, right, when you lean on Pesach, everybody likes to chime in for that. Right, tasu esayla, ka'ela, everybody does together, right? You've seen this? No? Sometimes the Balkori might do a pump fake. Tasu Eseila, and everyone goes, Ka'ela, and then, yeah, got you all, and then what is the term Ka'ela? It's a little bit of an odd term to be sticking in here. So Rashi says, Shelo yu poskin v'holkin kapari achag, that it doesn't change every day like the bulls do on Sukkot. Right, on Sukkot they change, on Pesach every day they will do Ka'ela, they will do like these that were done on the first day. Okay, let me move on to the Bikurim. Pasuk Chaf Vav, 26. Uv'yom ha-Bikurim b'ha-Krivchem. On the Bikurim, when you bring Mincha Charesha L'Hashem b'Shavuos Teichem during its weeks, Mikar Kodesh Yelachem Komalachas Avodah Lo Tasu. So says the Or HaChaim, Od Nischavin B'Omro B'Shavuos Teichem. That why are we saying, what are we saying by this term on your Shavuos? Shesover Mamesha Amar Akasim Bimacharas HaShavas Hu Shabbos Bereishis. Lazamer Shavuos Eichem Perish HaShavuos. Oh, now this is going after on, right, Lishlol Das HaShotim, in order to upend the Das of the Shotim. Who are the Shotim? The Shotim are the fools. Who are the fools? So some might recall yesterday we talked about that we had Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai calling people fools. Who did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai call a fool yesterday? The Tzdukim, the Sadducees, right, are known as fools. They thought what this meant is that the first Shabbos after Bereishis, or et cetera. So therefore, no, in the weeks that you're counting according to your count. Doesn't necessarily have to be on Sunday. It could be fall out during the week as well. I actually prefer when Shavuos falls out on Sunday. That's my preference. Why would it be my preference? Because then Thursday night I have to do all the preparations. I might stay up very late Thursday night doing preparations, but then I get to sleep over Shabbos before having to stay up all night on. Yeah. All right, anyways. So the Kraftembo law Lurech Kach, Hashem will offer an old Lurech Kach, and talks about the Karbanos that one offers Anjibut. Actually, Rashi makes it also of Yom HaBikurim. It's the Chag HaShavuos Kori Bikurei Ketzir Chitin. That Shavuos is known as, right, there's no specific relationship between the bringing of Bikurim to Shavuos. Right, it could be brought at any point. But it's the beginning of the cutting of the wheat Al Shem Shtei HaLechem, for the Shtei HaLechem. Right, Shem Rishon L'Minchas Chitim Habay Min HaChadash, was they are the first of the Minachos of the wheat that's coming from the new wheat. What are we talking about? So as opposed to on Pesach, right, on the second day of Pesach is that when you bring the Korban Omer, but you also can start eating the wheat from the last year, from the new year. You can start eating the wheat from this current year. Right, it's now considered Yashin. However, it still is considered Chadash with regards to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash won't allow wheat from that year until Shavuos. So that's why what was that? And what? Yeah. Oh yeah. Big stuff. All right, so that takes us to the end of Parak Chaf Ches. Parak Chaf Tes, Pasuk Aleph. Yom Trua Yelachem, that will be talked about Rosh Hashanah, as well as the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk Zayin is then Vesura on the 10th of this day. You can bring an Ola, Parvim Makar, Ubinchasam, Sos Vulav Hashemen, Isaron, Isaron, Siris, Yimachal, Chatas, Lubav, Chatas, Hakipurim, Vulas HaTamid. You're going to bring an Aze as a Chatas, besides the Kipurim Chatas. Right, what's that? That's probably referring to the Azazel, it seems. Now, there's other things as well that are added to Yom Kippur. Why are some in the Parsha, some not in the Parsha? Another time. And then, Pasuk Yud Beis begins the countdown for Sukkot, all the days of Sukkot. And you'll always look at Sukkot, Zom Chag, Lashon, Shavasi, Amin, Kav, Temu, Allah, Shere, Chag, Lashon, Parim, B'nei Bakar, Shlosha, Asar. Pasuk Yud Gimel says 13 bulls. On day 2, it's going to be 12 bulls, and so on and so forth, until you get to Pasuk Lamed Hey. Pasuk Lamed Hey, verse 35, by Yom Hashmini, Atzeres Tielachem, the eighth will be in Atzeres, Komalecha Savodah, Lo Tasu. What does it mean it's going to be in Atzeres? So Rashi gives here, I believe, three pshatim. Atzurim Basias Malacha. You're going to stop your Malacha, once again. Okay, number two, Davar Acher, Atzeres Atzro Milatzes Milamed Shetaun Lina, that you're going to keep from leaving, that shows you that you require to stay over in Yerushalayim, that the end of the ability to bring the Korban Chagiga ended the day before, and you should stay over that night. Don't look like you're in a rush to leave, so therefore that last day was declared as a yontif to keep people there. And the Midrash Agada says, if you should call Yomos HaRegel, all days of the Regel, he kriwu keneged shivim umos. The other days of the Regel, if you added up 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, you add it up together, you equal 70, the 70 nations of the world. So Hashem says, yeah, it was all about then. So I'm like, makom b'vakashem yichem atzuli su the katana kadesha anabahem. That make for me one meal so that I can enjoy you. And we should have one day privately together. That idea is mentioned as well in the next Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Vav. You can offer these karbanos, and Rashi says, Eluk par echad ayel echad, Eluk keneged Yisrael. They're the one. And he continues on and says, he's absolutely ma'ato, stay with me. Veloshon chiba hiza, kibon ma'anistar mi'aviyam, like children leaving their father. And he says to them, kasha lai pridaskim, it's difficult for me to separate from you. Ikvu od yomechat, stay with me for one more day. Mashal l'mel sh'asa suda, like a king who makes a meal, as we learn Mesech HaSukkah. And Medrash Rabbi Tanchum Olam, the Torah Derech Eretz, also gives us the following idea. Shemishi yeshol achsanai, if one has a guest, yom rishon yachilenu petumos, the first day you give him stuffed birds, the next day you give him fish, the third day you give him meat, which is considered lesser than fish, apparently. And the next day you give them beans, and the next day you give them vegetables, and the next day you give, right, and you keep going downwards. So apparently, that's in order to get them out. So apparently here, and one day they'll make it 70 degrees, the next day 71 degrees, then 72 degrees. All right. Pasuk Lamed Tes, the Eilat Tasu LaHashem. Moadechem, these you will do for Hashem on the Moadim, levad min didrichem v'nidvosichem, besides your other karbanos that you're going to bring up. What's that talking about? So Rashi says, imbatem lidur karbanos v'regel, if you're going to bring a karbanos on the regel, mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, onid rechem onidavoshin adar tekol shana, any of the adarim that you offered over the entire year, so you bring them then, right? Ikuvu v'regel, bring on the regel, shem yikashilo lachsor v'lalos Yerushalayim lachiv nidra, because it won't otherwise be easy for you to go to Yerushalayim. It's a lot of traffic. Buses don't always run on time, right? So while you're there, you should take care of these things. But if you don't take care of it then, you may not come back, and then you would be in violation of the prohibition of Balta Acher of delaying the bringing of your karbanos. Okay, so we did it. Two prakim, and we'll continue on.